This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour, the socialists, the neocons, their banker masters, told you the Patriot Act was only for foreigners. We read the bill. It's all about citizens and any crime, including misdemeanor, secret arrest, torture, execution, you name it, all now public. And here it is out of the Washington Times. Patriot Act 2001 cast wide net. Long-sought details have begun to emerge from the Justice Department on how anti-terrorism provisions of the USA Patriot Act were applied in non-terror investigations. Let me read that again. Long-sought details have begun to emerge from the Justice Department on how anti-terrorist provisions of the USA Patriot Act were applied in non-terror investigations, just as battle lines are being drawn on proposed new powers in a Patriot Act 2. So now it's gone from you're a traitor, you're a terrorist, if you say there's a Patriot Act 2, we don't take your rights, it doesn't affect citizens, to, yeah, there's a Patriot Act 2 and it does affect citizens. Listen to this quote by the Justice Department. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law, Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report to Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law, Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report to Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. The information was in response to doubts, not from outspoken civil liberties groups, but from Representative F. James Sensenbrenner, Wisconsin Republican, and the House Judiciary Committee chairman, who publicly pushed for its speedy 337-79 House passage. And of course, this guy's a New World Order minion, just like Graham and others. They're saying that they're concerned just to look good to their constituents. They're whitewashing. The information was a response to doubts, not from outspoken civil liberties groups, but from Representative James Sensenbrenner. We had something to do with encouraging Chairman Sensenbrenner to express our concerns, said Timothy Edgar, American Civil Liberties Union Legislative Council. Now, there they are, calmly announcing in a Justice Department brief that, yeah, we're going to use this, and they go on to say, for all misdemeanors, all crimes, we will use every power in there of secret arrest, warrantless searches, everything. And cops are being told in training seminars by the feds that there is no Bill of Rights, that there is no Constitution. And you look at the United Kingdom, they're getting rid of juries, they're reinstating double jeopardy, they're starting secret arrest there as well, they're issuing national ID cards, they're announcing satellite tracking and taxation. Same thing that's happening here. The UN 2 weeks ago announces world biometric ID cards. The same day, the U.S., England, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Australia, New Zealand, they all announce it at the same time. This is world government, folks. This is happening right before your eyes. A giant cage for you and your family being built right here, right now. And it makes me very, very angry because I love this country. You say, well, Alex, if it's this tyranny, why not lay down to it? Folks, if we lay down, tyranny has a gravitational pull. It will increase its mass. It will pull more and more of us in. It will feed on you whether you serve them or fight them. Right now, it is so important for us to be vocal and outspoken. Number one, about who the terrorists are and how they carried out the terror as a pretext for all of this. When we get back, we'll talk to John in England. Then we'll get to all the other callers, Barney, Charles, Mike, and others, and I'll get to more of the other news. InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Tyranny is upon us. Dark times are upon us. Will we stand to the challenge, or will we submit and allow the globalists to intensify the slavery?
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go right back to your calls, and I want to go through these calls quickly because I do want to get into all this mountain of vital news and information. John in England, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to see you picked up on that Massari story, which, it's just another nail in the coffin for the military-industrial complex. I wanted to tell you, Greg Palace program, BBC Newsnight, last night, did a story about the deregulation of the British media, focusing on the radio. And we had a government lackey afterwards telling us that deregulating the media is good for competition. First thing, I think, best thing for competition with the radio market would be to give out more licenses.
That's it. Instead, they restrict the licenses that are issued and then allow just a few people to own those.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of space left on the dial for more stations. And definitely AM, we've got room for plenty of stations. We need stations like GCN. But they had an FCC commissioner on. Saying, yeah, we had concerns about all this consolidation and Clear Channel, which is why we've moved to restrict ownership. And I thought, this isn't what I'm hearing from the state. So you might want to check, if you can, the Newsnight article and go through it. It's about 10 minutes. And see if you can identify this FCC commissioner and figure out who he is and nail him for lying, because it's obviously a lie.
It's been horrible. They've knocked off almost all local news programming, even in big cities. They have fake programming where a guy in St. Louis does the news for Austin or a guy in Austin does the news for Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah, I've read about it.
They have fired just masses of people. They are shutting a bunch of stations down. They are restricting things. The FCC will grease the skids for the big three owners, but harass little stations. It's incredible. And it's, again, a consolidation of the media. It's not free market.
This was a U.S. FCC official who was saying, this was last night, so this was a very recent interview, and he said, we were concerned about all this consolidation, so we've just acted to restrict the consolidation. And that's not what you're telling me. That's not what I'm reading on the internet.
Well, it's the complete, sir. You can go read what the FCC, with Mr. Powell, Colin Powell's son, did. They took the restrictions off consolidation of radio, TV, and print. That's an admitted fact.
But, sir, lying through his teeth.
This is what they do all the time. They say there is no New World Order, and then next up, the president announces a New World Order. They say Patriot Act 2 doesn't affect citizens. If you say it does, you're a terrorist. And then next newscast, the Patriot Act 2 is here. There is no TIPS program. Next newscast, we're doubling the TIPS program.
Alex, over here now, we have constitutional reform by press release. I don't know if you've been following this.
Yeah, they just announced no more juries, no more double jeopardies, trying you twice for the same crime. We're getting rid of Scotland's government with a press release. We're getting rid of Wales' government. Just publicly announced no more state governments. We're taking you over just with a press release.
The Lord Chancellor's Department has been around for 1,500 years, and they issued a press release saying it's now abolished. But I saw the replacement, a lord who is not elected, he's selected, he's been appointed, is now the head of what's called the Department for Constitutional Affairs.
And they also
have a constitution.
And that's the guy that appoints the judges.
Yeah, but he is now the new Lord Chancellor, and I saw him sitting down and being called the new Lord Chancellor by the House of Lords at the same time that they're telling us there's no such thing as the Lord Chancellor anymore. I saw it on television. After they've made the announcement, you're absolutely right. I mean, Orwell was a prophet.
Well, I've got the BBC article where they say it's great, they're going to take away all your representation in the House of Commons. Scotland is just, with a quiet announcement, after thousands of years of war with England, they just calmly announce you have no sovereignty, you're now part of England. They announce to the Welsh in Wales, it's over for you, you're totally controlled by us now. We're going to appoint everybody now. We're not going to have a referendum on the euro, you're just going to accept it, ha, ha, ha. There'll be no investigation of lies about weapons of mass destruction. Ha, ha, ha. 3.5 million face scanning cameras isn't enough. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to satellite track you and tax you to drive your car. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to bring in more illegal aliens. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to arrest anybody that defends themselves, even with a steak knife of a burglar bus in your house. Ha, ha, ha. We're having door-to-door gun confiscation sweeps. Ha, ha, ha. You'll be arrested if you're caught using the pound, weight and measures. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I'm rolling on the floor laughing.
I mean, it's a great new system, isn't it? Same thing's happening here, sir. They're just erasing everything, destroying America, setting up tyranny, and the average person is in a corner sucking their thumb, drinking beer, watching the football game.
And we've just had a false debate. One of the newspapers, a tabloid newspaper, has been pushing, because the government doesn't want to have a referendum on the new European Constitution, one of the newspapers had its own referendum, so to speak, where you could vote online, you could vote in stores around the country. But they didn't ask us, do you want a European Constitution? The newspapers asked us, do you want a referendum on the European Constitution? Another false debate.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, this is how they do it. They say, okay, there is a new world order, there is a global government now. We said it didn't exist for decades, but yes, it's here. Do you want a left-wing or a right-wing world government? Basically, what paint job do you want on this tank that's going to run over your country's sovereignty?
Yeah, how do we dice a carrot?
Yeah, how do we dice a carrot? And then people go, okay, I want a liberal world government. I want a conservative world government. They don't ask, do you not want to be part of the euro? Do you not want to give your sovereignty up? They ask the question, do you want a referendum or not? Because this is a foregone conclusion. I've seen the headlines. Oh, it's going to happen, folks. But how do you want it to happen? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, John. Great points. Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
I suspect that the reason that the brutal so-called SWAT teams wear ski masks is because they are criminals and that they are used over and over again.
Well, they say that it's to protect their anonymity from retaliation, and they cover their badge numbers now routinely. Police walk around Austin with their badges covered up with tape, and it's all part of the new freedom, sir.
They don't want you to recognize them because they use them over and over again all around the country. But taken from the art of war, it doesn't matter whether the king has a 100,000-man army as long as the people think that he has a 100,000-man army. So that's what they're doing. They're just bluffing us.
Well, they've got about a million police. And now they want to use a million people out of the army here domestically. So that's 2 million. Let's say they're all servants of the Dark Lord. They all love evil. They all hate America and the family and want to destroy our Second Amendment, which all of them don't, by the way.
Right.
But that's 2 million combatants in the info war against us. And I guarantee you there's 30 million Americans that are fully awake, probably 60, 70 million that know there's a problem and are waking up. And so we've already got this thing won if we start acting like it. If we take over our city's political process, if we take over the elections process, if we start community newspapers, if we support those community newspapers, if we start community websites and access TV shows and community radio shows, but we've got to support that market. We've got to support those stations. We've got to support those talk show hosts. We've got to buy their products.
Yeah, go along with that. Good point.
Well, God bless you, Barney, but do you understand my whole hour-long diatribe where the police, every week I see articles where they're running the whores, they're running the coke, they're running the smack, they're running the hit teams, murder for hire, the FBI is all over the country. Mainstream, the Houston crime lab, thousands framed, FBI crime lab, hundreds and hundreds framed that we know of. Cops arresting 46, giving them 20 to 90 years. Turns out it was all made up. No drugs, no paraphernalia found. Just wholesale corruption. SWAT teams in schools on drills, blowing kids' heads off. Nothing happens to them. I mean, the level of corruption. CPS grabbing 2 million kids a year. Convicted pedophiles running the system in Florida. Miami Herald. I mean, when you really start looking at the corruption of these people, it is I am blown away.
It's right. Instead of the media exposing these frauds, why they are promoting them.
Well, what they do is they'll announce the most obscene, incredible thing. You know, cop raped 100 women. Okay? Officer finally blows the whistle. And they don't tell you that the officer who blew the whistle got reassigned to the most dangerous detail. You know, that happens. That's happened right here in Austin. I've talked to the cops. It's been in the news. They mentioned that in the back of the paper. On the front of the paper, it's how the government loves you and how they're having a gun buyback. You know, it's they minimize the big stories and puff up the petty, mindless garbage.
Well, that's like that same thing happens when they bust the wrong door down. And that's a known tactic.
We scan news wires for 5 hours a day most days. Usually, it's, I guess, about 3-4 hours a day. Every day I see where cops in Utah and South Dakota and Florida and New York bust in the wrong house, and about a third of the time they shoot the dog or someone in the house or a cop. And I've seen the statistics. The most dangerous thing to a cop is being hit by a car, and number two, being killed by another officer, namely SWAT teams. So cops, you want to whine and cry about how you're getting killed? You are killing your own people, and shame on you, you idiots.
Well, the reason why they bust the wrong door down is because everybody in the neighborhood knows that something's going on in the house, and they have to respond in some fashion, so they bang down the door of the house next door.
A lot of it is fear. They won't go after real drug dealers because they probably are heavily armed. Instead of doing what's smart, waiting till the crackhead drives down the street in their car, swarming them at that point. SWAT teams should be abolished, but for everything but hostage situations, bank robberies, and the like.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. And now police are so cowardly. I mean, 50 years ago, somebody was robbing a bank. They'd send in some Korean War veteran. He'd climb into the window, pull out his .38, and shoot the thug in the head from behind. I mean, cops used to be so tough. They wouldn't, and they weren't about to harass some good citizen. But if you were a thug, they'd knock your teeth out. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. We're going to go to Charles and John and others. I've got to get to this news. I'll take these two calls quick, come back and cover news, the balance of the hour, the last 27 minutes. But the story I was trying to tell before we hit that last break is that I have had a lot of family who are police. I've read a lot of history books about police. I've talked to a lot of older police. I've read old news articles. I mean, if somebody had a hostage, the cops were such good shots, and this country was free, and were so fearless that they would just climb through the roof, come down through a vent and shoot the thug with one shot in the head. You didn't need SWAT teams. You didn't have cops killing cops. But now you got some washout from Special Forces who loves to kill people and watches Rambo movies all night, and you're asleep at 2 a.m., some crackhead informant says that they saw drugs being dealt from your home, the SWAT team busts in your door, shoots your lab because it got up and barked at them. That's standard procedure, by the way, in major departments. They call it dog-killing detail, whoever's going point. And then when no drugs are found, more often than not, they go into your kitchen, they get a cooking timer. This is what they do. This is policy. They arrest you, put in a claim for asset forfeiture, seizure of your house, tear out walls looking for drugs, potting soil, anything. I know of like 65-year-old insurance salesmen who have been taken to jail for having a pipe at the living room table full of bags of tobacco he bought at the drugstore, you know. I read these articles. Some old man's got a pipe and some tobacco and he goes to jail. I mean, how do the cops put old men in handcuffs, put them in cars after they shoot their dog? I'm trying to understand this. What did they do to your little brains? Charles in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, we had another shooting of police on some black guy here in Pittsburgh. This is like over a dozen in the last, I'd say, 5 years. Anyway, this guy had some mental problems. He was up on the roof. The family, from what I understand, was begging the police, let them go in and talk to him, and they could get him talked down. They said, get out of the way and shut up and kill this guy.
Well, it's worse than that. I see the cases where I was in one in Denver where this guy was distraught with a steak knife sitting on his front lawn. They just walked over, shot him like 50 times with rubber bullets, and he died on the spot. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there, a few years ago there was a article in the Wheeling Intelligencer. This happened down in Charleston, West Virginia. The top one was about a guy that was in the courthouse for a domestic violence thing. Anyway, he runs out of the courthouse. Four deputies chase after him. They get the guy surrounded, and they shoot him in the back. Okay. Right below that is a man with a rifle threatening I don't know who, and a state trooper shot this guy in the hand that he had on the trigger, knocked the gun out of his hand. So here you have two different, totally...
Yeah, the cops could totally blow the guy away with a gun, yeah. And I'm totally for it if he's threatening people with a rifle. But then you got idiots shooting some unarmed guy in the back, probably having a celebration later.
Well, I mean, it's just... you had that guy on before talking about Solzhenitsyn, and I know I'm kind of bouncing around here, but do you know where he was arrested at? He was an artillery officer. He was on the Russian front fighting the Nazis. They came right out onto the front while they were actually being bombarded, pulled his officer lapels off him, and arrested him and took him to hauled him all the way back to Moscow and into Siberia because something he had written to a friend in a letter. And this is the kind of thing that will, if it hasn't happened here already, will eventually happen. But, you know, you basically stole my thunder when you were talking about we really still are in charge. If we just act like we are, these people will run for cover.
Yeah, but know this. The government will blow more stuff up, as their own public plan says, to pose as our saviors. We've got to get the word out of who the terrorists are.
Well, you're doing a heck of a job doing that, and you're absolutely right. We can't let this stuff just go into like they want to. They want to put it on the front page for like one day, and you never see it again, and now everybody's forgot about it. We just have to keep bringing this up.
Let me ask you a quick question, Charles.
Beg your pardon?
Ashcroft said there wasn't a Patriot Act. He says that there was. Now he says it is for citizens for all crimes. Is that not chilling when they admit it?
Well, I watched that guy on... that was a couple weeks ago, and he's a scary guy, and he's dead serious, and I believe that he really considers himself on the side of God, that he's a Christian, and this is the right thing to do. And if he's acting, this guy has missed his calling and should have been in Hollywood.
No, he is acting, sir. I mean, Bush is a member of Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and says he's a Christian. The devil masquerades as an angel of light.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies.
Powerful Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's take one more call from John in Florida, then I'm going straight back into the news. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't think you have John in Florida, but you do have Ron in New York.
Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? Alex, speaking of Florida, one of the issues I wanted to start off with is that there's a DNA dragnet around the Miami area.
Yeah, I know. And they had one in Louisiana. Now they're saying they just order you to give DNA. No court order. It's all part of the new freedom.
The strange part about it is the ACLU was called into the issue. And the ACLU, in spite of what people think, the ACLU is really not there to protect civil liberties.
They're there to lose key cases. They're a
right,
loyal opposition
right,
group.
Financed by the Ford Foundation. We know what the agenda is. This is the ACLU response to that. They were saying that mostly it was Hispanic males that were being targeted in this dragnet, right? So the ACLU responds that it would be acceptable to do this if everybody was targeted in a dragnet. Instead of taking the position that it's unacceptable to abuse all people, their attitude is if you abuse everyone, it's acceptable. And then they say, well, the DNA samples that were submitted should be destroyed once the real criminal is apprehended. And I thought that was odd because the police already have the real criminal's DNA from the crime scenes. So why do you have to wait for an apprehension, which may never happen if they never catch him, in order to destroy the DNA samples of innocent people?
Sir, Patriot Act 2 states anyone who's arrested for parking tickets, no seatbelt, will all have to give blood. I have the news article, and it's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, by the way. I have the news article out of Mesa, Arizona, where they've announced checkpoints where everyone has their blood taken to see if you're using alcohol. They're setting the precedent that they take from our body what they want, they put in our body what they want. Now engaging in forced inoculations in this country.
What more invasive intrusion than to go into the veins of your body to remove your blood? What more invasive intrusion and larger violation of Fourth Amendment than that? And it gets better. The Federal Appeals Court in the Ninth Circuit in California, in a case where a guy was shot, all right, a police officer shot a guy. The guy was conscious, wanted to exercise his Miranda rights to remain silent. He had a bullet in him. He was in extreme agony. And this is on tape. This was actually recorded on audio tape. He tells the officer tells him that he will give him medical treatment as soon as he starts answering the officer's questions, all right? That's torture, flat out. The guy tells you he wants to exercise his Miranda rights. You tell him you will not get him medical treatment for a bullet wound in his gut until he starts to confess to you. So the guy talks because the pain is so extreme, goes to that appeals court, and the appeals court makes an insane ruling like this, that's okay so long as the police don't intend to use it in evidence against you. Now, first off, the police wouldn't bother to ask that question unless they wanted to use it as evidence. And I go further and say, if an officer didn't want to use it as evidence, then you've got an officer with a real bad sadistic streak who shouldn't be on a police department if he's torturing somebody to get information that will not be used in prosecution. But, you know, this is the way they pass it off, and everybody doesn't see through this. It's so simple, but
Ron,
they can't see it.
Ron, I saw the news article on that appeals court ruling. So now they're saying you're out there at the scene of an accident, whatever. They say, answer our questions. We're not going to call the ambulance for your arm that's cut off till you do.
That's
about as bad as the torture can get. And
that's
the court
torture.
Says, hey, that's just fine.
That's torture. Plain and simple, that is torture, nothing else. That
but
is
see
as much
how,
torture as anything in a gulag.
But see how massive this is in our face, Ron?
Your courts are not going to work anymore. They're supposed to be this check of balance and power. They've been subverted. And when you have federal appeals courts coming up with insane rulings like that, and I don't care what district they're in, your courts have been subverted. They're not a check of balance and power. And the thing now that everybody was worried about, Mexican trucks with NAFTA coming over the American border, they're dangerous, they're unsafe. Well, guess what happens? American trucking companies have purchased the Mexican trucking companies, okay? But here's the catch. The American trucking, even though the corporation that owns these Mexican companies now, don't have to live up to the higher American safety standards. So their operation in Mexico could still run on a wing and a prayer. The trucks could still be held together with spit and bubble gum and come across the American borders. Only now it's an American corporation that owns these trucks that are operating that dangerously. When the hell does everybody wake up?
And the drivers get 3 cents a mile, whereas our drivers got 30 cents
That's
a
correct.
Mile. Thanks for the call.
That's correct.
Great points, Ron, from New York. And I guess John in Florida was hung up and you got in his place somehow. Now, I'm not going to take any more calls. I want to cover news. But talking about Supreme Court rulings, there were a bunch of them this week. They said that they can forcibly drug Dr. Charles T. Sell, the doctor, for trial with antipsychotics, though those antipsychotics may cause death. That's the ruling. There just can't be a high probability they'll cause death. So they can now grab you, hold you for longer than the sentence would even be, and forcibly drug you in solitary confinement. Supreme Court has also ruled for campaign finance reform that Bush signed that doubles the amount of money corporations can give with no name on it, but restricts who I can interview 60 days before an election. There's a bunch of other Supreme Court rulings I want to go over, but I want to mention this Thule case because it's just one of many I see all the time. And it says, prisoners free at last as convictions crumble. And it says, the case began before dawn, July 23rd, 99, when mass police officers began rounding up 46 people in Thule in Texas, about six of them, all but six of them black, in a town of fewer than 5,000 people. So they make it a racial issue. They're doing this to everybody. The arrest represented nearly 10% of the black population. In eight lightning-quick trials, juries with virtually no black members handed down blisteringly tough sentences, though the sweeps turned up no drugs, weapons, paraphernalia, or other signs of drug dealing. All of this on the word of Tom Coleman, who has now been caught lying in court and is being charged with perjury. Tom Coleman is a police officer. And it says one other convict from Thule is expected to go free this month. Three imprisoned on charges from other jurisdictions will remain locked up for now. The 38 convicted, 25 served prison sentences. Nine have been released before Monday. And it goes on to say here that they knew that the people were innocent and didn't care. No drugs, not even paraphernalia. They couldn't even find a cooking timer or potting soil. That'll get you in prison for 20 to 90 years. The article says, 2 weeks ago, Texas governor signed a bill allowing them to be released pending an appeals court review, cutting short sentences ranging from 20 to 90 years. Now, they do this every once in a while in states. They do it just to make you think they're doing something about it. And I assure you, my friends, they are not doing it. Again, another cop story, and I'll get into news I have not covered. This is out of the Washington Times yesterday. Patriot Act of 2001 casts wide net. Frank J. Murray and the Justice Department now admits the Patriot Act 1 and 2 will be used in all criminal trials against everyone for any crime. No juries, secret arrests, secret executions, no more Fourth Amendment, total immunity for police. This is the new America. Long-sought details have begun to emerge from the Justice Department on how anti-terror provisions of the USA Patriot Act were applied in non-terror investigations, just as battle lines are being drawn on a proposed new powers in Patriot Act 2. So they admit it's for citizens and it's for all crimes, or suspected crimes, no more rights, guilty until proven innocent, no juries, no nothing. And they admit Patriot Act 2 is proposed. Well, I told you that 6 months ago. Overall, the policy now allows evidence to be used for prosecuting common criminals even when obtained under extraordinary anti-terror powers and information sharing between intelligence agencies and the FBI. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law, Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report to Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. So, a government that deals drugs, that runs the hitmen, that runs the prostitution, an FBI that's been caught framing innocent people, that's been caught using informants as hitmen and drug dealers. Again, I know three FBI agents in Austin because I'm friends of their children or neighbors. and they all live in $500,000 to million-dollar houses. They all belong to the finest yacht clubs and country clubs. They all drive brand-new Cadillacs and Mercedes. They're a bunch of drug-dealing trash. And I am sick of them. And I am tired of them. And I'm tired of them getting up on TV and saying torture's good, and they're going to torture us, and that the Bill of Rights is bad, as we have them on tape saying. That is, by its definition, sedition. I have FEMA on tape saying Christians, founding fathers, gun owners, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. And I have police at checkpoints taking a housewife to jail because she had a pocket constitution in her car. And they have a debate on video over whether or not it is legal. Think of the Orwellian bizarreness of that. And by the way, that's in The Road to Tyranny, and I want everybody to order the film and to make 100 copies. This is how you do it. You buy bulk videotape, you buy a second VCR. When you go to work in the morning, you start a tape. When you go to sleep at night, at midnight, you start another tape. And you hand out the two videos every day. That's what you do. And you got to do it now. If we don't expose the systematic institutionalization of pure corruption, the exact pattern, the exact terms we've seen before being set up, it is over, folks. And you think the tyranny's bad now. They're setting up an infrastructure for snatch and grabs, disappearance, textbook maximum tyranny. And I want to remind you, I have the AP article here. It's from Infowars.com. New Army Chief helped plan final assault at Waco. Rumsfeld chooses retired former Special Operations Commander to be next Chief of Staff of the Army. AP, in a highly unusual move, Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld has selected a retired four-star general to become the next Army Chief of Staff, senior defense official said Tuesday. Peter J. Shoemaker, Special Forces officer from Vietnam, head of Combat Applications Group Fort Bragg, and who ran the Waco raid, the Day 51 torching of the building and the children, is now to be the new Army Chief of Staff. And this has got the military mad because he was retired. He wasn't in the line of ascension. He's not qualified, but he will order Delta Force in to take out American citizens. So he's in, folks. Here's another one from the Associated Press. U.S. Colonel unaware of Al-Qaeda arrest. The commander of the brigade at the U.S. Central Command said captured 74 suspected Al-Qaeda sympathizers said Monday that he had no knowledge of any such arrest, and turns out it was totally made up. Got a bunch of other articles here. This is out of the London Observer. Iraq Mobile Labs, nothing to do with germ warfare report finds. This is an official government report. You'll never hear about it in our news. An official British investigation into two trailers found in northern Iraq has concluded they are not mobile germ warfare labs, as was claimed by Tony Blair and President George Bush, but were for the production of hydrogen to fill artillery balloons, as the Iraqis had continued to insist. Never heard that in our news, did you? It was marked they were hydrogen tanks to fill standard surveillance dirigibles for directing artillery in combat. Our government has them on the southern border. Every government has these as a standard tool, an artillery balloon first used in the Civil War in this country. We use helium because we have helium stores here. They use hydrogen. That's what they have over there. And it was marked, and they knew it, and our troops knew from day one what that was and didn't care. So, that's your new America. High Court okays forcible medication for defendants. Washington Times. The Supreme Court yesterday ruled 6-3 that inmates charged with nonviolent crimes would be forcibly medicated to make them fit for trial. The decision was one of three upholding the constitutionality of anti-crime practices. They ruled they can grab you, forcibly drug you, even before charges, for as long as it takes, and all that has to happen is a judge or prosecutor request it, you disappear and are drugged for life. That's the new America. And it happened to Charles T. Sell, an Army officer, a dentist who was involved in Waco and said they were involved in murdering the people. He was grabbed, charged with Medicaid, Medicare fraud, held for 6 years, 5.5 in solitary confinement. And NBC calls him crazy because he thinks the government's behind 911. So he's crazy, he's drugged, total Soviet model. Court rules, September 11th, arrest names can remain secret. The U.S. government can keep secret the names of hundreds of people arrested and detained for September 11, 2001 hijacked planes. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday. The three-judge panel dealt a setback to more than 20 civil liberties and other groups that invoked the Freedom of Information Act, a law that allows the disclosure of certain government needs to challenge the secret arrest. And it says they can arrest citizens or whoever they wish, whenever they wish, and never release the names. Secret execution, death chambers are being built, according to the Associated Press. North Korea, blockade could lead to war. The globalists have tried to escalate war with a psychotic demon they gave nuclear weapons, nuclear reactors. They are now telling them that they're going to invade North Korea. Kim Jong-il is running around like a psychotic goblin, threatening to nuke everybody and to invade South Korea. And the globalists love it, because if they get us into a major war, it'll be a good smokescreen for police state crackdowns here as you wave desecrated plastic American flags. And, of course, the traitor, Rumsfeld, armed him with the reactors. Again, the Texas Southwest section of Dallas Morning News reports that the Houston Crime Lab, in thousands of cases, falsified evidence and framed people. But the federal court and state courts have ruled that people will stay in prison despite the falsification of evidence. You heard about the earlier ruling in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. I have that here, where they are allowed to torture you before giving you medical attention. In car wrecks, in shooting scenes, anything. They will pull out cameras, they are audio recording systems, they will start recording, denying you health care as you die with bullet wounds or chopped off limbs until you answer their questions and answer them properly. Federal court rule, this is good. All part of freedom. Continuing. Again, police officer's gun goes off during drill inside Manatee High School. No charges, nothing will happen, just a drill. Similar accidents have ended in tragedy in the past 2 years ago in Arlington, Texas. Officer shot and killed another officer during a tactical training scenario at a junior high school. Brain splattered all over the children. This is out of Bay News 9. Nothing was done to the officer. Bathing your children in cops' brains and nothing happens. It gets worse, folks. The news gets a lot worse, a lot quicker. MI6 told ministers Iraq was no threat. Ananova, former cabinet ministers Robin Cook and Claire Short said they were both told MI6 the run-up to the war with Iraq with Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction did not pose any immediate threat. And it goes on that the weapons were pre-1991 weapon streams. Of course they were. Stone Age weapons, third world country, bombed into a rotten core, and no one seems to care, and now the slaughter is complete. They're machine-gunning people at protest, doing house-to-house confiscations of guns, taking thousands every couple of days to re-education centers where they admit they have giant movie screens blaring propaganda. People are tortured. They're beat to death. It's all admitted. Ha, ha, ha. It's freedom. Roe sues to overturn Roe v. Wade decision. I'll tell you about that when we get back. I'll also get into inmates released from Guantanamo tell tales of despair. Bush says he's ready to invade Iran. MMR, 1,500 families to sue the government for brain damaging their children. The government announces that forced inoculations will begin in the country now that 90%+ of the citizens refuse to take the shot. Bill Clinton is the new head of NATO and then the UN. Mainstream news. It's all coming up. Just absolute information overload. And then your calls in the third hour. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., so that's 9 hours a day of The Alex Jones Show. I do have some special announcements coming up in the middle of the next hour, so I hope you'll stay with us for that. Got a warning to all the listeners, and I want to expose some more of the globalist master plan of operations from my detailed understanding, from my years of study and analysis of the enemy. Of the enemy combatants, the outside force overthrowing our republic, brainwashing our police, institutionalizing massive systematic corruption and control of allied crime syndicates under their control. But some of the other news I want to get to is Roe sues to overturn Roe v. Wade, and Clinton to be the head of NATO, and then perhaps even simultaneously the head of the UN. Also, Senator Graham has criticized the Patriot Act. Of course, I've been telling you he wrote it. Well, here he is involved in it. This is how they control the opposition. It's all coming up. But before I do that, I need your support. My staff needs your support. What we do here to put out more films and better information, we need your support, and the way you do that is by getting my videos. I've made 9 of them. They're the best that are out there. You've heard the listeners rant and rave about them. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is now out. 2 hours, 40 minutes, covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, concentration camps, foreign troops, all mainstream news. We get into dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism around the world. Other examples we don't cover in The Road to Tyranny are Masters of Terror. It's an amazing new film, covers forced inoculations, gun control, all of it. It's $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 9 videos. They drop down to $20. Don't wait. Get the films today. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. 230 pages jam-packed with info about 911. We've got to get the story out to the people. It's only $12. Get the videos. Make the copies. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the videos. Make the copies. Stand up. There's more of us than there are of them. This evil is perpetrated because good people buy the lies and the propaganda and aid these criminals. And that's what gives them their strength. We've got to expose the illegitimate nature of the military-industrial complex and the enemy combatants that are overthrowing our republic and carrying out terror. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Roe sues to overturn Roe v. Wade decision. Now, this is a story of how you can always come back from ignorance, come back from the deception, and join humanity in decency. Winner of landmark 73 abortion case challenges ruling, wants justice done. A woman known as Roe in the landmark Supreme Court case that struck down all state laws restricting abortion is filing a motion in federal court today to overturn the 73 decision. The Roe v. Wade ruling should be set aside because of changes in the law and new research that make the prior decision no longer just, said Alan E. Parker, Jr., lead attorney for the San Antonio, Texas-based Justice Foundation. And we've had him on before. Parker's representing the former Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey, who has the right to petition the reopening of the case because she was party to the original litigation. McCorvey announced in 95 she'd become a Christian and has a pro-life ministry called No Roe More, or Roe No More. I long for the day that justice will be done and the burden from all of these deaths will be removed from my shoulders, McCorvey said in a statement. I want to do everything in my power to help women and their children. The issue is justice for women, justice for the unborn, and justice for what is right. McCorvey will ask for a reversal of the judgment today at the Dallas Federal Court. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls, a guest, and key information in the third hour. Stay with us.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition.